All right.
Okay, this is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. It is Tuesday, August 20th, 2019, and the time is 5:04. And I will turn it over to our...
Roll call. Pledge of allegiance.
Who's going to do roll call?
Pledge.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Roll call, roll. Is this on?
Turn it up, the red light, there you go. Turn on your mics.
Oh, you can do it.
Director Vorgo?
Here.
And Director Israel.
He said your name.
Okay, it just sounded like
Gabriel.
No, he did.
Right?
Here?
Yeah.
Okay. It's yours. Okay, I'll start with the balance sheet. I'll start with the operating statement. That's fine, the P&L. We're at 8% of the year. This is through the end of July. If you look at line 19, our revenues are at 8%. So overall, doing well in the revenues category. Most of our expenses are at 8% or lower, but there are some that are a little bit higher. Sometimes that's time of the year. Other times, like for example, line 30, the workers' comp, that's due to the timing of the payments. We make 8 payments up front in the year, and then we have 4 months where we don't make payments. So that's why we're ahead. The employee health insurance, actually the rates, health rates are higher than we had in the budget. And we're investigating why. I think part of it was a couple of people changed ages. And when you change ages and you can go into another bracket and jump up significantly, and I don't think we anticipated that. So that may be the reason for that. But overall, the expenses are doing fine. And overall, if we look at the bottom at our net income, we have a net income of $39,000, which is 36% of the net income we budgeted at $110,000. All the way to 108. Now keep in mind, we should be a little bit ahead because the summer months, you generally get a little bit ahead, but since most of your charges are on your fixed rates, we shouldn't be that much ahead. So you're doing very well because the expenses are lower. And we haven't put the debt service in or anything for capital. When we make those debt service payments, you'll see it drop and so on. But overall, a great start to the year. Okay, I got one question.
Sure.
How come line 78, other fees, SWRCB?
Yes, that's a good question. That's one of those timing things. So we paid a blanket encroachment permit fee in July. And so that's what caused it to be so high. So it's just time of the year that it comes in. Okay, well, I'll move on to the balance sheet. Our total cash and LAIF together is about $950,000. Our total, and that's on... That's adding the checking and the life together.
I think I'm missing a page.
Oh, did you not get the balance sheet in your packet?
I should have.
Let me see if there's one in here.
I wasn't in my binder because my dumb ass.
Here, why don't you take this?
Wasn't, oh, thank you. Didn't come to the last meeting to turn my...
Make sure I get that back, because this is going to be the board package.
Right? Okay.
Okay. So the cash and life is at about 950. And for the first time, you're right at about where your debt is. So what that means is if you liquidated everything and wanted to pay off all your debt today, you probably could. You wouldn't have much. You'd have to collect your receivables pretty darn fast, but we want to get that number higher than your debt.
Right.
So that's the progress made in the right direction. And then I can answer any questions, other questions you might have.
I already
have. Okay.
Yeah, because I already asked.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Oh, wait. Oh, never mind. Okay, so the time is. Calvin, did you have any questions?
Nope.
Okay, so the time is 5:09. We are going to adjourn to check signing.
I thought there was no public comment.
Good job, Mike. No?